Hi. Isn't it when I know we talked a little bit about this off mic, but it has been quite a while since we've had everybody together for table party.
And yet a whole 4 hours have passed in game.
Amazing.
A little peek behind the curtain for our viewers. We've actually been recording for 12 hours straight. This is the 12th hour, and we are just now coming back together after we've been just kind of sitting there by ourselves, kind of waiting for each individual recording to be done.
Yeah, I've asked them to set aside a 18-hour window, and then to sit, and then you'll have to probably wait and sit a total of 6 hours per person while I nonstop narrate and don't use the bathroom or eat.
Mm. How are you holding up?
I am not. I am in a mess of my own filth.
Oh.
Oh.
So I'm very comfortable.
Good.
So, I gave you guys a little bit of a heads up that you're kind of in a point now where, well, to set things up, Hold'em, you have sent out a message to everybody to meet at Jeremiah's motel room.
Yep.
And to discuss upcoming events. So, if you guys have not listened to the other solo episodes, it's okay. I will recap anything you've missed, although I'm kind of leaving a lot of the power in your own hands here as for what you would like to do. I would say once you all meet at the hotel, I would say, of course, we'll say you all make it there, no problem. We cut to the motel and all four of you are there unless you'd like to invite anybody else. It's not as much as a mess as you've seen it before. The couch is, you know, in its position. And
well, I mean, if I had been given a little bit of notice, I could have cleaned a little more. But it's kind of sprung on me.
So I would say, from a DM or GM point of view, the biggest things you guys... This is, you know, the heroes coming together to plan. You know, that thing that we haven't done at all in Monster of the Week before. you have the... Of course, what has been referred to as the mother, or the thing that has been creating these parasites. You understand that it is located either in or underneath Area 51, and that there are tunnels underground that have been leading out into the area, that not only that this mother feeds off of the ground and the environment, but this is how it has been getting out its parasites, as opposed to the way it would have originally done it, which was, you know, shooting them out into the air. And it has been sending them out two at a time. And you all know that tomorrow, at some point, two more are going to be hatched and let out. You also know that you also had the items that Jesse asked for. But we can, you know, fix up whatever canon we need to get those items so that you guys can get any possible upgrades that you would like.
Cool.
I thought we already did upgrades.
Nope, not yet.
Okay.
Set of updates.
Yeah. Upgrades. So
are we straight up going to this mothership right now? I mean, after the updates.
You don't have to. You do not have to at all.
I know. I'm just like, wow. I feel like we have still like so much build up to do. But like, I don't know. The more I think about it, how much more is there to do?
So I will also reiterate as well. There's also another meteorite coming towards the planet that is supposed to be the embodiment of this soul energy that is being attracted by the gravitational pull of both the mind and body energy as well.
And did we make the assumption that the stone that's helping the order is mind, and the mother is body?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, it's almost like it's going to be like a mystery prize. What's Soul going to be? Ooh.
The real Soul was the friends we made along the way.
The real Soul was the Disney Pixar movie.
In other words, it's clones that come out, and we have to fight ourselves.
Just was the Jordan Peele movie? Video. Yeah.
Write that down. Write that down.
All right. Everyone. Everyone, have a good night's sleep.
No.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
What about you, Jeremiah?
They've been better. I mean, I was out like a light, but I was also deeply intoxicated.
Fair.
When was the last time you brushed your teeth?
Listen, you're in my house. You could be a little nicer.
I'm just asking.
Probably a few days ago.
You should do that.
I guess I had a nice sleep, but it definitely was one that was filled with a lot of stress and anxiety over everything that's going on.
Yeah, I feel that.
But I'll be honest, I've been not really in the best spirits to kind of continue doing this, but I feel like if I'm in it now, then, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Cool, good talk, guys.
So what's the plan?
Well, we know that we need to try to stop the mother at all costs from distributing more parasites. And I don't know, like, should we try to get more information on Area 51 so that we can try to get through that? Do we want to find the tunnels to try to get in there? Would Jesse know anything about Area 51 itself? I'm just throwing out some thoughts that we can kind of go over and work together what we need to.
We should probably go to Jesse first.
I agree, and I mean, we could definitely get some insight from him. I don't know if he is going to have the knowledge of things that have landed on this Earth. I feel like he might only know about anything that has happened where he used to be, which, I mean, I certainly could still be helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that there is if we're trying to get to underneath Area 51, I can't imagine that it will be as easy as just walking.
Oh, there. No. Oh, no. It's I'll not.
Also, I'll remind you guys, too, you guys also have other friends, as well as Luna, who works at Area 51.
That's very true. Mm. I forgot to mention that I talked to Luna, guys.
those kinds of reminders are going to be very important for the fact that it's been a fucking long time since we've...
Yeah, so I apologize anything. If I cut in, but I'll be like,
no, that's on me. I apologize. I did get a chance to speak to Luna, who has been researching this, and I'm gonna be honest, guys, I've been divulging a lot of information to her. I didn't tell her everything about us specifically. But I told her a lot of the things that we have experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that if we're going to do this and try to tackle this, I rather figure out and try to get people on our side that's going to best weaponize us to attack something as massive as this. So, Luna, I think that they're going to be... I think that they're going to be helpful. I think that if we are going to get insight from anyone on Area 51, it's probably gonna be them.
Yeah, and I'm sick of the whole like keeping secrets bullshit. I've been doing that a long time, so I'm fine with more people telling. Obviously, keep the ones that will protect people's safety. Like, don't tell people that like magic exists and that William here's a parasite. But
right.
Yeah, which I know that you didn't, but
I'm gonna come in with another news reminder. Jeremiah, you had spoken with the deputy about the certain case where the sheriff and a criminal went down into a sewer that the criminal tried to escape under, and they both came out very different.
I was waiting for my turn.
Oh.
I just didn't want to cut a cliff off. But yeah, I had a few encounters in our brief time apart, one of which, I don't know if you guys just heard that was like a voice or something, but I did. It reminded me to, I spoke to Deputy Dan. He got some new denim suspenders, looked dapper, and then he let me know that he's a little worried about the sheriff. Is that Walsh? That was her title, right? Sheriff.
Yes.
Okay. So sheriff, and she's an acting a little weird. She was on a case that required her to go into the sewer. And it's something that I've been alerted to, and that Dan's going to try to get me a little more information on the case, but it's something that we should probably be aware of. I didn't want to straight up say this to Dan, but it sounded to me like she was acting an awful lot like those that, that we, confronted in the freezer, that she might be infected.
Oh, great.
So, I don't know for sure, but it sounds like it. So I think that that's just something that we need to keep an eye on. And as soon as I get more info, I will, for sure divulge. And then, also met a cool guy, who's staying in town. We might run into him. He's a friend of mine now. We got some, salads together. It was nice. And then also, my arch nemesis showed up, and you might see him following us. So, you know, if you see an old-timey looking cop dude who looks pissed, he's for me. So you guys can just
cool.
Yeah, cool. Just let you know. Yeah. His name's Roy.
Cool. I hope we don't really look him in the eye. Yeah, yeah. I hope not to really meet him that much. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not cool at the moment. And if anybody's got some extra cash lying around, just let me know.
Yeah, I got like, a 20. Is that enough?
I mean, I'll take whatever you got. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But
all right,
I don't want to strip you dry either. So like, if you gotta hold on for a bit,
I got a debit card. Like, it's not like this is all I got.
All right, we can figure that out later. It's all right. Thanks.
What about you, William?
I don't have any money.
Oh, I know. I meant
ice cream.
Stuff to share.
Yeah, stuff to share.
I spent it all on ice cream. It's so precious.
What about you, William? I don't have any money.
William, did you meet up with anybody of note?
I mostly just talked to Vita the entire time. I did meet up with Jamie, and that was awkward. But,
how is she?
She's okay.
Processing things okay?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, as long as she doesn't like point a gun at us again, I would, you know, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I did talk to her, but I cannot control her actions, so...
No, I won't hold you accountable. It's alright.
You will hold me accountable?
No, I said I won't hold you accountable.
Okay. All right. Cliff.
So,
scare the kid.
Seems like we had some productive time off. What do we want to do now?
I think we go to Jesse. I mean, the thing is, he gave us his little checklist of stuff. I know we got the playing card, and I think that we got Valet Due from one of those vending machines at the casino. A light bulb and a watch should be relatively easy to get.
I'm gonna stand on Jeremiah's table and just unscrew a light bulb from the ceiling.
I was gonna say, this place is trash anyway. I don't give a shit about the light bulbs. Feel free.
I was thinking the same fucking thing. Same fucking bit. I'm so happy you did it.
No issue with that, my man.
And does anyone own a watch? I mean, I mainly just use my phone.
Who needs a watch anymore?
I've pawned everything I own.
Well, I guess that's just the one thing that we still have to figure out, huh?
Will, you got a watch swimming around in you somewhere?
I mean, I could check my belongings.
William, why? You know what? This will be a
good roll. Good roll.
A lower stakes roll. I want you to roll plus sharp.
9, and then it is 10.
You find the fuck out of a watch.
You cough up a watch.
I was gonna say.
In the box that your mother brought you, you noticed that in there was a old watch that you used to have when you were a kid. You could have sworn that it didn't work anymore, but, you know, looking at it, you know, when she brought it, it does seem like it's working again, whether you just hadn't noticed that or maybe she even went out of her way to fix it. But it is definitely a little small, and it is Sonic themed. So it has, you know, it has Sonic on it and his two, like, big white gloves pointing at the different, in the different ways, directions.
Yeah, let's go get it.
Well, sure, that was convenient.
Yeah.
All right, let's head to Jesse's and then we'll just game plan from there.
All right.
Sure. You guys make your way out to Jesse's with everything, you know, everything that you had that he needed. As you make your way out, it seems like a little more of the garbage has been taken out. There's not as many black garbage bags outside the ship anymore, but it looks for the other three of you, it is a lot cleaner than the last time you were here. The last time you were here, there were cans and, you know, candy wrappers all over the place, and now it is clean. You can even, like, if once you get up to it, you can see the seat inside, the controls. Not that any are on, but it looks a whole lot better. So as you guys are making your way out, you know, you notice that eventually you lose the radio and you lose your phone signal, and you can see, you see Jesse sitting on top of the ship, you know, just wearing like cargo shorts, and you see Mateo writing in a book. You guys pull up. Jesse hops off the UFO.
The cyber car.
Yeah. Hey guys. How you doing?
Jesse, hey. How you doing?
Hi. Oh, the whole gang's here. How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there. We have your items.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And you guys hand over the items, and
I do a little fancy trick, passing him the playing card.
Hold on, now is not the time.
It's always the time.
It's in his blood.
It's like this awkward, like he's about to take it, and then you're like, whoop, and you like do some sleight of hand, and then it's in your other hand.
It's very similar to Now You See Me, Now You See Me 2.
Ooh, now it's just behind Jeremiah's ear.
Ooh. Yep, and go,
get the fuck off me, man.
He says, thank you. And he takes everything. He goes up to what you can only assume is the fuel tank and pours in the bottle of Valley Dew. He takes the watch and removes the leather straps and actually attaches the watch to the front controls as if to be some sort of speedometer, except it still just shows the time. So now there's just this little Sonic on his, just in front of his car, on his dash.
Tells him how fast you're going.
Mm-hmm. He takes the light. What was that, Kelsey?
I laughed.
Okay. He takes the light bulb and he actually breaks it and then pours all the little bits in glass also into the gas chamber and then just tosses the rest in there. And he takes the playing card, opens up what you can only assume is an engine of some sort, and like puts the playing card there in a way so that it'll hit up against one of the spinning elements, the same way that you would take like a baseball card and put it on your bicycle so that it sounds like an engine, and just puts it there so it goes like nice. All right, that's perfect. All right, I still have so much crap from when I left. I kind of hoarded up on stuff. But what do you guys need? Maybe I can find something in the trunk.
Jeez, I wasn't thinking about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I think all of us are just like, all right, here, I'll start. I've been kind of brute forcing it a lot lately, with you know chopping things in half with axes and all that stuff. I want to protect myself a little bit more. Is there something that I could get that could help with like defensive measures?
Let me see. He starts pulling through the trunk. So you're looking for some sort of armor, right?
Yes, that'd be perfect.
What kind of thing are you looking for? You have no preference, or?
I guess I just want something that's gonna make me harder to kill.
Okay, all right. So he... What are you wearing?
I'm wearing my like a sweater vest with like a long sleeve like plaid shirt and my little golf cap and shorts, weirdly, and sneakers.
Okay. We will say that he actually goes into his trunk and he pulls out just like a small piece of metal and, you know, just something else that almost resembles like a little glass ball, and then takes one of the tools in the UFO as if to weld them together, and then goes up to your sweater and then actually pokes it through and like a pin, and you're like, ow, because it kind of pokes for a second. And then he's like, oh, sorry. And then he works it back through like a pin. And he's like, all right, now that sweater's density, but not its weight, has increased by 2. So you have, that sweater gives you +1 armor.
+1 armor. Nice. Thank you very much, Jesse. It feels a little snug, but I like it.
Yeah, it's a little like, it's definitely a different feeling now as you move around.
I like permanently like have my arms out on the side.
All right. Anybody else have any ideas for the kind of things that they would like?
Yeah, I got something. Jesse, do aliens do magic?
Well, I guess magic is just science yet to be understood.
Now you understand me.
Yes.
you understand. So I can like do magic like decently, and I'm not just talking about like the fancy card tricks I did earlier, but I want to like figure out how to control it better. Do you have anything that would help with that?
So when you use magic, you use weird, right?
Yep.
And what is your weird at right now?
Right now, I'm at a +2 weird.
Okay. He actually goes, "Can I see those glasses again?"
Yeah.
He takes them, and of course, you know, last time he messed with the glass of the glasses themselves, in order to make it so that you see things a little bit more clearly. He actually pops the glass out of the frames of the glasses.
Hey.
Oh, no, I'll put them back in. It's okay.
Okay.
I have little dainty fingers. I can do it. And he actually takes the frames and inspects them for a little bit, thinks about it for a moment, and then goes to his trunk where he pulls out something resembling something between an aerosol can and spray paint. And he starts to spray it down, but it almost looks like particles of gold and silver that seem to dissipate into the air as he blows, as it just, you know, sprays it down. And then as he finishes spraying, he blows on it a little and you see a few more sparkles come off. And then now the frames have this shiny just look to them. And then he pops the frames back in there. And then he hands them to you and he says, I don't know about magic, much about it, but I do know that something like that must take a lot of concentration and focus. So I added this to it. And to skip all the jargon, it's going to help you really be able to focus on what you're trying to think about.
Thanks.
So that's going to give you plus one weird.
All right. Weird as hell.
Yeah, because it is a very interesting look too, as the rest of you see it, as the sun and lights, you know, pass over it, it seems to almost change colors.
Is it like the Back to the Future 2 hat, but glasses?
Yeah, like that. it's like those cars that have that paint on it where when you add heat in certain places it changes color, but if you just kept changing color.
Nice.
Alright, I guess I'll go.
Sure. He rubs his hands together like, alright, what are we thinking about?
I don't want beans again.
Alright, I would try my best.
Alright. So I'm looking for something kind of like Cliff asked for protection, but I need something that's like a trinket, like something that's not that I'm not going to attach to me, but just something I can carry. And something that'll give me some sort of either protection or toughness, or I'm still in the game, but I'm a little leery of, it doesn't quite feel like we've reached any sort of climax yet, so I'm a little nervous.
Sure. So are you looking for armor, or are you looking to increase your tough score? So increasing your tough score is going to make physical attacks, you know, let's say you throw a punch or you shoot your gun, it might make that work better, as that'll be added to your roll. Or you can get some armor, and that will, you know, if you take 2 damage, now it's just you took 1 damage.
I don't know. you're the goddamn alien, man. Whatever. What do you got? Like I guess when I see tough, I see it's kick some ass or it's protect someone. And my point is, I want to be able to either protect myself or protect others better.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be tough.
So I guess that would be tough because armor would only help me.
Sure. Let me see what I have. He pulls out a few things, in order, you know, to help figure out what it is that you might like, and he grabs one thing that almost looks like a DVD disc with how flat and round and metallic it is, just without the hole. You know, it has no donut hole in the middle, and it has no, you know, design for the movie on it. It is just shiny and metallic. And then he, you know, keeps digging. He puts some other stuff to the side, and he grabs a what almost looks like a big bottle that would almost be made out of plastic, like some sort of like barbecue sauce bottle, but big without a label on it, and a big paintbrush. And he says, "All right, I have this disc here. I can mold it so that it will help you, you know, to fit onto your hand and help you attack things better. And, you know, increase how you know, resilient and tough you are in order to, you know, react to things. Or I have my paint here that I can help coat you in that will help increase how tough and dense you are."
Oh, paint me like one of your French girls.
I was looking more for something that was like a trinket I could put in my pocket.
Oh, in so your pocket?
Can you mold the disky thing into like a little origami frog?
That's so specific.
Yeah, it's my turn, guys.
Yeah, you know what? Let me see. And he takes the disc.
I can ask for what I want.
And you see it now, like, it is flat and it is, you know, it is solid, but it is very malleable. And, like, he can almost, like, he holds it flat vertically and can put his fingers through it, and it almost wraps around it like a glove. And then he pulls his hand back out, and he's kind of thinking, like, well, how do I want to do this? And he says, you know what? I was going to mold this into something, but why don't I leave this to you? Whenever you want to be tougher, or if you want to give this to somebody else, then you can just have them put this on.
Cool. Thanks, man.
You look, you look at the back of it, and it's engraved as a bean.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he actually holds it up, and it no longer retains its perfectly round shape as he hands it to you, and it has like a kidney bean shape.
God damn it. Thank you, man.
All right, and William, anything I can put together for you?
Okay, I feel like this would be like a bit of a stretch, but I want to be able to let my echolocation be useful to the other people that are here, like just everyone else. So I want to try to make that happen if that's possible.
Okay. So everybody can kind of use it, and not just yourself.
If it's like some kind of device or whatever. Whatever makes it easier.
Alright. That one might be a little tricky, but I think I can do it. But I'm going to need everybody's cooperation with this one.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like we're like the Power Rangers.
So
Jeremiah is a huge Power Rangers fan.
So you don't even know.
So Jesse starts pulling a lot of stuff out of his trunk. A lot of, you know, some scraps, some other things, and he starts organizing it and putting it together. And you are just watching as, you know, he puts scrap in one pile, things that look like, you know, little microchips or programmable bits in other piles. And he starts to piece them together one by one. And he even has his little welding machine, his little pen that starts to weld them together as he is working meticulously on getting them together. And, you know, all of you are watching, even Mateo's watching, like, oh, wow, he's really going in on this. And it takes probably like 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes for him to finish putting these together. As you see, he is working meticulously and very carefully on four very, very small machines that are probably maybe the size of a quarter each. They have a almost cube-like shape to them, except maybe not cube, a little bit flatter than that, but they are a little square with some little odds and ends sticking out, not making it perfect. And on the larger flat end is what looks like two small needles, or just sharp like appendages, that point downwards, outwards from it, almost perpendicular from the rest. And you can see these, you know, the chip. It is almost like this chip that one might stick into one's skin. And he's like, okay, now I need you guys to trust me. Look, hold on. And he takes it and he turns around as if like to show everybody. And he, okay, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick it right in the back of the neck. It's going to hurt for a second, but you're going to leave it there. And then you guys will be better connected. And cool. then he's like, just to show it's all good, I'm gonna do Mateo. Mateo's like, what? He's like, yeah, come here. No, just do it to you. He's like, I didn't make it for my species. I made it to fit people. Like, why do I can't they just do you not see the nah, horrified looks on their face?
I'm on board. I'm aboard.
See, they need convincing. Let me do it to you. Oh, they're on board. Just do it to me. All right, fine. All right. And he takes the first one and he puts it in William. And you feel a pinch as it goes right in the back, but you kind of immediately get used to it. It doesn't hinder your movement or, you know, the way you move your head or your neck. And with that, you don't feel any different. But when Vita puts the other three in the rest of you, it is that initial pinch, like a shot. But
did you say Vita or did you mean Jesse?
Oh, sorry, Jesse. When Jesse puts the
I was like, oh my god.
When Jesse puts the other three in the rest of you, there is that initial shot, like feel of that pinch. But you guys are all good, and you're like, so when does this work? And
do you think we can try it out?
William Vita talks to you and he says, so should we try the radar and see if that works? And not only does William hear it, but all three of you also hear Vita.
Oh my god, what's going on in my brain?
What the fuck is that?
Sick.
But yeah, guys, this is my boyfriend Vita.
Oh, hello.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wait. I just heard a voice.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, it is nice to be here with all of you. I believe I am still inside William, but now yeah. We can all hear our own internal thoughts, or at least my internal thoughts.
I'm sorry, did you say boyfriend?
Yes.
Well, that's sweet.
All right.
I hope this projection of internal thoughts leads to no awkward situations in the near future.
Wait, so can you hear everything that I'm thinking?
No, only when you speak directly to me.
Okay.
Are we going to hear everything that you say?
You might. I don't know. Mm. This is very new to me, too.
I feel like this is a deep invasion of privacy for William.
I mean, it's not like
you guys can still think on your own, but now if Vita speaks, you guys will be able to hear it, and
cool.
You can speak to Vita as well. You just kind of have to focus on it.
Okay.
Neat.
Wait, so like, I'm sorry. The first thing that just ran through my head was that like Jeremiah is just. Has no idea how this works truly, and like thinks that in order to have to speak to Vita, he has to like grab Will's shoulders and like stare into his eyes while he speaks. I picture it just being like an absolutely like ridiculous scenario where like Jeremiah doesn't just freely speak to William. He like fucking stops the show, gets like really like directly like gets close to his ear and is like, Vita!
Yes, I can hear you. It does not require eye contact. I also imagine just boomer energy of like, how does this work? Like, can you hear me? And you're speaking out loud. It's like, I can hear you through William speaking out loud.
Or like every time I go to speak to Vita, this is what my, okay, so like real side, every time that Anthony and I are at my mom, he'll be in the room. My mom's like, does Anthony want to take some of this home for later? And I'm like, he's sitting right. Why are you asking me? He's right there. She's like, does Anthony want this? And I'm like, ask Anthony. He's sitting on the couch. He's right there. So I feel like every time I'm going to be like, can we ask Vita? And then we're like, you, all of you are just like, just fucking ask Vita. Like, he can hear you. We've told you like 8 times.
But okay, so here's where I'm like, is Cliff gonna be laying in bed at night next to Barbara and then start hearing like dirty talk from Vita?
Okay. I don't think that we have to assume, I don't think that it's right that we assume like the sexual side of their relationship.
That's fair.
I've literally heard every single time I've talked to Vita.
I mean, I think that Cliff's point is that we don't, like, go home with you at night, so we don't know what you do in your own time.
But and also the fact that, like, we, the players, have heard your conversation, but the Cliff has not, and I feel like, generally, Cliff is freaked the fuck out right now, and the idea, now it's gonna sound like he might be hearing conversation in his head as he's going to sleep, does not sit well with him.
I mean, it's what we have to deal with.
Yeah.
So should we try it out? the radar?
God.
Sure. Let's try it. And with that, William, I want you to roll plus weird.
That's a 10.
10. I would say with that, you all feel this strange sensation that makes the hairs on your neck stand up and you get goosebumps for a second. As you feel this strange presence just somewhere in the world around you. And as you turn your head and look around, it is always in the same position. And you can feel it far off in the distance. It is this solid focus, as if you can feel exactly where something is without necessarily seeing or sensing it with your other senses. It is like this whole new sixth sense.
Neat.
It's a very strange feeling. It is that it's kind of like that feeling of when you know when you think like you're being looked at, and it's like you turn and you are being looked at. Like, oh yeah, like how did I sense that? But that's just a natural thing that we do. It's kind of like that, except if that feeling was very much condensed and then put at a extreme distance. And then soon after, it turns right off.
You know, now that I think about it, how do we... how do I, like, keep private conversations with Vita?
That's exactly what my point was.
Maybe we have to be in some sort of vicinity.
That would make sense. I like that.
Yeah. Jesse's like, yeah, I think within about 5 miles it should still work, but if at any point you really need to disconnect, just pull it out of your neck and then just stick it back in.
Oh no!
Nah, don't be a wuss. There's actually a little button on the back that'll actually disconnect you.
Can't you just like sink it? Cool. So it's like attached to our earlobe, and we just gotta like tug it a little to turn on and off.
I don't want a piercing though.
No! Just like a wiring, like it kind of hooks up to our little lobe nerve.
Jesse's like, oh, I could have done like an earpiece instead of like making the other three also in the neck.
Oh, whoa! What do you know?
too late.
Too late for that.
Cool.
Oh, there is also another thing that I wanted to give you guys. So Mateo brought up a good point yesterday. Worried about, you know, at this nuclear testing. You know, they were testing all of these, well, nukes on this creature And, you know, what kind of effect might that have on something like that? Is there going to be any radiation from something like that? Is this going to be dangerous? So I, you know, scanned out the area for any, you know, radioactive senses. I picked up some people's microwaves, but otherwise I did sense some sort of signal from the testing grounds where this mother is. So I made you all this. And he hands you each a little bracelet that almost looks like it's made of like plastic. It is this little like they're all like these like dark navy blue wraparound bracelets. But as you can kind of feel it, you feel like there is some sort of metal parts inside, and this is definitely just some sort of outside thing, so it doesn't look as weird. Yeah, these are actually going to protect you from any form of radiation, so that'll be good for if you go confront it, or if the things in your neck have a bad reaction.
Did you put radioactive stuff in us?
Yes, but it should be lead sealed, so it's fine.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Hey, I don't have to deal with it.
But as long as you wear these bracelets, you'll also be fine.
Does it also protect us from the sun?
Listen, I'm not a miracle worker. Just wear your sunscreen.
Damn it. I was gonna go get my tan okay. on.
I have like truckfuls of sunscreen, Jeremiah. I can help out on that front.
It's fine. Forget it.
I think that's all I got for you guys.
Well, it's been a pleasure doing business with you. Now, is there anything else that you need from us that we can keep helping you in some way? Are you good right now?
I am. Well, let's see actually. And he hops into the UFO. He flips a couple switches, and a few of the dials on the dashboard light up, and you see he actually, you know, it looks like definitely looks like some parts are missing, because some are just like alien parts, while others are just definitely like Earth things, like weird dials and buttons. But then you see that wherever the start ignition must have been for this vehicle has been removed or is missing, and now has a lawnmower like pull string. And so he pulls it like once, and you guys hear the engine pick up, but it doesn't quite go, and he pulls it a second time, and the engine just picks up, and you can all hear it. It is a very strange sound. You can hear the playing card, like the but you also hear this low hum, as well as this like boom 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 boom, as now the vehicle seems to be in working condition.
Wow.
This, oh my god, I didn't think I'd be able to get it working again. And he takes a look around. He's very, very happy, and he turns it off with the flick of another switch, and he's like, oh my god, this is amazing. And he actually runs over and he hugs you, Cliff, and he's like, oh, thank you. And he looks at the rest of you guys like, thank you guys so much for helping me get this stuff. This is amazing.
I could not be more happy for you, Jesse. I mean, I guess if that means if everything's in working order, are you set to take off?
You kind of see like the excitement kind of leave from him, as this has been a goal for him for a while now, and he is now in this state. He has this look on his face like, what do I do now? And he's like, I don't know. I didn't think I'd get this far. I left my planet a long time ago, and I was asleep for a long time. Long enough that, you know, when the people on Earth look at Mars, it doesn't look like it has any life on the surface. I could go there and look and try and see if there is anything, but I don't know. If I'm being honest with you guys, I think my biggest worry was really, well, if something like what happened on Mars is going to happen here, and if there was a way out. I don't want to be here for that.
Sure.
And you kind of actually see... Oh, go ahead.
Jesse. Yeah. I'm sorry for what happened to Mars. It was an awful thing. Obviously everyone died. That's not me trying to help you feel better. But I know that you don't want to be here for that to happen to Earth. But you seem to know at least like a little bit about like sciencey stuff and about like Area 51 and at least like enough in that regard to maybe help us stop this from happening to Earth. How would you feel about helping us? You have your escape route if you need it, but this would give you something to do and maybe you wouldn't have to go.
I'd be happy to help you guys plan whatever you gotta do. I think what you're doing is great. I think that what you guys are doing is really, really important, which is why I'm here to help you. And I'll help you plan and do whatever you gotta do. I just don't wanna and you Mateo actually cuts him off, who has been kinda quiet during this. You're just scared. And you feel this immediate kind of tension in the air. And you're like, oh. And Jesse's like, yeah, I am scared. I don't want to be here in case anything happens. And Mateo turns to him. But do you see what these people are doing? They're trying to at least do something and help. And I know you're doing good by helping them, but I think we should get more involved than just standing here and you know, building stuff for them. I think we could help a lot. And Jesse's like, I don't want to get near that. I don't.
Jesse, if I may, I know that you are very much dealing with the trauma of what happened on Mars, and I know that if it weren't for you, we would not at all be anywhere near to any. We would not have the intel that we had. We would not have been able to take down parasites that we have. You have done everything for us, and look, you have to make the choice that's best for you. I don't want to force your hand either way. I just know that we need you more than you know. And I think that if you're worried about the parasites or you're worried about getting caught on this Earth and being taken away, I don't know, but I just, the only thing I could say is we have your back, and we will protect you no matter what. I will protect you.
You wanted to know what I know, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know much about what they do or how they get in and out of the Area 51. And this is on me, Matt, my fault for being a little confusing earlier as I was getting locations mixed up. So we have Area 51, and then we have the nuclear testing sites where the mother is.
Gotcha. Okay.
And if you have access to something like getting into Area 51, I would assume you would have access into getting into somewhere like that as well. I know Mateo talked about the tunnels underground and how the parasites have been coming from there. And that also has to be connected to the nuclear testing site as well. It seems like one way or another you're getting there, but I think it's up to you guys which route you want to go. If you have somebody on the inside that can help you, or if you'd rather be more careful, or you know, try to go underground, but then you're going in unexplored territory.
Do we think that the area underneath this site is guarded? I mean, obviously the facility itself probably is, but do they think are they smart enough to protect whatever is underneath the nuclear power grid or power testing site? That's the word.
Mateo speaks from my understanding and from what you guys have, you know, talked about. It seems like the thing landed and they bombed it to hell. And that stunted its growth. And I'm sure the part of it that's sticking out of the ground is guarded. I'm sure that if you were to go from above ground, you might have to worry about some form of, you know, guards or things like that. But if you were to go underground, it seems like, unless they do, I don't know, but you would think if they did, they would have done something to stop it. But it seems like the government doesn't know that it continued to grow underground on its underside. And that is the way that it has grown and feeded off the land and continued to infest and inject itself into people. That's what that seems like. So I wouldn't assume the government would guard that direction, but who knows what kind of ways this thing is trying to protect itself, if it is.
All right.
Well, I guess what now then?
All right, so are we in agreement what our goal is right now?
To get to the mother, right?
To get to the mother?
Despite all of this, I still feel somewhat unprepared, but I just can't think of anything else that we could possibly do between now and this inevitable confrontation.
Yeah, we're honestly as prepared as we're going to get. We have some people. I could probably get some folks from the Order if we want some backup.
I can make more of those bracelets if you need.
I got. Do we want to get Luna's people involved?
We probably should.
I think at this point it's what do we have to lose?
The planet.
Right, so that's why I'm gonna, once we get into phone range again, I'll give her a ring.
Sure. So I would say if you guys take the moment to step out of phone range, not only do you guys have signal again, but Jeremiah, you have a message from Deputy Freeman about the information on the case. So he sends it all as a PDF, and you can look through it, and it has the information on the case, everything that happened before the confrontation in the sewer, where that took place, the exact street and corner, and all of the paperwork after.
I'm sorry, did you say that he sent that to me?
He sent that to you, yeah.
Okay, so I didn't respond right away because I don't... Am I just sharing it with the group? I don't have the like, I don't... As Kelsey, I don't have that information.
Oh, so you guys step out of, you know, Jesse's little bubble of no service, and you have that information if you decide to take the sewers route. Mm-hmm. So you could try looking for tunnels and things like that, or it seems like that's where someone's been infected before, or that area, so that might have some form of lead.
Okay.
All right. Want to go there?
Jeremiah, do you think it's reliable? Like, it's good information?
I trust Deputy Freeman with my life.
All right. And I also pick up my phone and I dial Luna and call them.
Luna answers. Cliff, hello. Is everything all right?
Hi, Luna. Everything's all right. We might have a path to where the mother is. And I think we're going to need all the help that we can get. Do you think in any way you might be able to help?
Of course. I can help you guys however you need.
Okay. We're on our way to and insert address of place we're going. And if we're going to be there soon, but take your time. We're just scouting the area at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, let me know. We'll figure it out from there.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you soon.
All right.
So now the question comes, is there anything else that you guys want beforehand? I will remind you, you know, a lot of monsters may have weaknesses, things like that. If there are any weapons or allies that you want to take with you into fights, if there are anybody that you want to talk to before you go for one of these leads, and then it seems like you guys have two immediate options, maybe not so much more immediate, but more bigger options as for which way you want to go if you want to try to find the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Through the tunnels or through Luna's government connection.
Before we go any further, did we do the finish the mystery for Arc 3 yet?
Yeah, sorry, I had forgotten that is even a thing.
Okay.
It has been so long.
I wanted to make sure we got our experience points for that.
So I will say that with this, you guys have finished Mystery 3. Because Mystery 3 was everything that was going on at the casino.
Yeah.
And I would say at this point, we have done it. You guys solved my casino riddles.
Hooray.
And now you know the horrible things that happen at the top of the hierarchy of the order.
Woo! Yeah, so otherwise, I was going to say that we should definitely double check our loadout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Thank you. Snyder's Return is a tabletop role-playing podcast featuring interviews and a D&D 5e actual play adventure, so you can learn about different game systems and content creation while also listening to us disrupt everyday life on the Sword Coast. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on your podcasting platform, so come join us as we improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Season 2 of the Virtual Ball Boys Football League is starting up. All the teams are made. Hop on any new episode and catch up on what's going on. We're now on TikTok at Team Chaos Productions. That's TEAMCHA. What was wrong with what I did? It's just the way I said it. TEA.
That's TM.
No, I said TEA. M C H A O S P R O D U C T I O N S. This episode's intro and outro was done by our own Avana Music, with additional music by Louis Zong. Let's get back to the party.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I needed.
Nah, you can't use that. That was all mess all over the place. And I'm just in this silly goofy mood.
I found the end of session questions.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I don't know why I can't find it.
Did we conclude the current mystery?
Yes.
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 Did we save someone from certain death or worse?
Yes. Many times.
Did we learn something new and important about the world? Yes.
Yes.
did we learn something new and important about one of the hunters?
Yes, William makes a interesting, Jane Lynch.
Yes.
Yes, okay, so we get to mark 2 experience.
I leveled up.
Alright.
Mark 2 experience. I think I just leveled up, because I just got the postman that always rings twice thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not level up.
I'm a bit away from a level up.
All right, so that's 2 people who leveled up?
No. One person.
Mind. Okay.
Need to find the PDF now.
I got a gun from Jesse, right? So that was the first time.
You said you got a gun from him?
I got, like, yeah. What was the first thing I got from him?
Oh,
I'm pretty
like your,
sure it was
like your first upgrade?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like a gun, right? I asked for like a range thing.
No, I thought that he took your golf club and made it denser.
That's right. You're correct. You are correct. That's okay. That's why I have, because I was trying to find the marking on my paper, and now I see that I changed it from 2 harm to 3 harm. So there you go. Wait, so what's happening right now? What are we doing?
I'm trying to find the PDF.
They were waiting. Yeah, we're waiting for Will.
Oh, okay.
But also to let you guys have a little more time on what plan you guys would like to decide on.
I think that I think that at least, do you mind if we talk while you're looking at this kid?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So I think that at least what I was thinking was go to the tunnels and try to find out what's there. If we don't go through the tunnels, at least find out like any information we can from there.
I mean, another thing that we could do too, if you wanted me to, is like, even though I'm getting the texted information from Deputy Freeman, I can also ring him real quick and see if he can give us any like verbal contextualization or additional info. If you guys want to hear it from him, I could try that as well. Like, if there's anything or anything that he feels stands out in the report that would be more useful for us as opposed to like reading through everything.
Yeah.
I found it.
Can we have, I guess, and like, let's just pretend that Cliff is asking Jeremiah this on the way there, but like, could we have Dennis Freeman present for this? Like, can he be there as backup?
I can call him and see what his shifts are right now because he's working.
Okay.
And see if he's available, because otherwise he's on the force and he's a little anxious about the whole sheriff might be demon thing. So
sure.
I can see if he's available. If he's available, I'm sure that he would come. He's my brother, so you know we help each other out.
Yeah. Theoretical brother, not literal brother, right?
Oh shit, did I just know? I'm just kidding. Theoretical.
Okay. Something new about one of the hunters.
yes. Mark experience.
Nah, I think that I've got enough family drama on my plate at the moment. Thank you.
Oh my god, is Roy Mescombe your other brother?
No, he's my ex-lover.
I really love that. That if that was the storyline, I'd be so in. So in.
No, I don't think that's the case. Cassandra is my ex.
Yeah.
But he's on my shit, man.
I want the closing scene of humanity to be Cliff and Roy, not Cliff and Roy, Jeremiah and Roy sharing a passionate kiss.
I would rather the mother flay me alive. Mark my words.
And so I have the option of getting plus charm, plus cool, plus weird, take another move, gain an ally, take a move from another playbook, or do it a second time. So what do you think I should do?
Whatever you want.
I'm asking you.
I mean,
well, what is it? I'm sorry, but like, it really, like, we can give our advice, but it really depends on how you want to actually develop your character. Yeah. Like, it's a more personal decision. So we are relying on each other for everything, but like, it really kind of depends on,
like, do you want to play a more defensive character, do you want to be more aggressive as a character? Like, it really does, like, what's your play style generally?
I feel like I've been more aggressive as a character, but I feel like gaining an ally would be something interesting.
I like that as an like as
I feel idea. Like we're better in numbers. Like, the more people we have around,
we need an army to take out whatever's
yeah,
going on
right now.
So that
I really don't want it to be Jamie.
Well, now that you said it out loud, and we know how much Matt likes to listen to our wishes.
Put faith in Walsh that he'll do something that's good for the story.
Which will probably end up being Jamie.
Right, but that's you gotta stand by the story, you know?
I will consume Jamie's flesh.
Oh.
So
Walsh just stopped in his tracks.
All right, so get an ally.
Okay, so I'm gonna work with you on this, and not just throw an ally.
No, he's not. He's not. I don't trust him.
You don't trust me?
I don't trust you for shit, man.
Okay. So we can do gain an ally, that is a already pre-existing character. We can do gain an ally that is a brand new character, or we can do some freaky parasite shit.
All right, take it back. He's being okay about it.
In which, oh, you know what? I'm just gonna have, I don't know, like some flesh off my arm come off, and now I have like a little buddy.
Oh! Don't talk to me or my son ever again.
Or
oh my god, can it be? Sorry, I'm not the DM.
No, you are all good. Or God, I don't know. Or the parasite that you guys consumed, Vita didn't completely destroy it and has worked it into like an ally. And now you can have that parasite, you know, be like a little fleshy thing that'll eventually grow bigger and be something that'll listen and work with you.
Let's do that.
Yeah?
Okay, I was gonna say, how cool would it be to be able to, like, actually envision or embody a, like, a little Vita? Because Vita, as we know, it's just in you. Like, it doesn't actually have a form.
I'd rather that, it stay that way, though.
Okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I will say that as, you know, they're making phone calls and they're doing their thing, Vita reaches to you. And Vita, you know, Vita actually says, William, can you turn off the communicator for just one moment? Just so that we don't bother them while they're all on their phone. They can all hear me right now.
All right, let's turn it off.
Just press the little button.
Click.
Bye, guys. So I thought that I had destroyed the parasite that we had consumed. However, this is false. It is still here. I have complete control of it. I have stripped it of any previous thoughts and memories, and that stripping is what we have been experiencing. We have been experiencing those memories and those moments that the parasite has experienced and absorbed since, well, being born. And I have stripped it of all of that and brought it back to its base creation. And what I think I'll be able to do with this is use this as a form of an ally or as some kind of other creature. Okay, this might be a little weird. I've been working with it a little bit, so it has a very crude understanding of the world around it, and I hope that it will do us good. Okay. And you now hear a new voice in your head. And it goes, hello?
Aww.
Hi.
Hello. Did I eat you?
No, I eat you.
Oh. Okay. So, you control me.
Okay. What do you do?
So, I pick a person and then I controlled them, but I can't do that anymore. So, I guess I'm here.
Sounds like a little grandpa.
I haven't named it yet. But I think we can give it at least a partial flesh form, and whatever flesh we give it, I can regrow through nutrients and the food that we intake. You just might be a bit hungry for a few days. But this form, it will still have a connection to us, and it will listen to us. Vita is my mother, so that is who I listen to. I guess if you could think of it like a computer, you think like, you know, I reprogrammed it. I've stripped its connection to the mother, and not really stripped it, more so replaced it with myself. And sees me as much more of a parental figure.
I know Cliff is not hearing any of this right now, but I really want to call it Little V.
William, are you ready to adopt a child?
Did you expect those words when you're 20, 21, 22 years old?
I suppose.
Are you comfortable with me trying this? This would not fly in a court of law.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I trust your judgment.
Okay. William, I'm going to borrow your left arm for just a moment.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So
literally, just to set the scene real quick, none of us know what's going on.
No. I was just about to say, and William, could you reconnect this with the others?
All right, let's do it.
It would be so much better to just have whatever fucking gore you're about to do and have us not be prepared at all.
No.
Hello, everyone. I am about to give birth. Give me one moment.
Does that mean I'm giving birth too?
No, I'm just taking the nutrients and flesh from you.
Okay.
Wow, I did not know that this is where babies came from.
And it is it's a strange feeling because you don't feel any pain, William. You don't feel anything.
It's like but a suction cup.
But as you look down at your, what is William wearing? Like as a shirt.
Say it again.
What kind of shirt is William wearing?
Let's just say a flannel, because that's what gays wear.
Wow.
So it's kind of a weird sight because you have long sleeves, right? And you all are seeing this as the skin around where maybe slightly below the elbow, near the higher part of the forearm is, starts to kind of move and just like almost not. Just move really in a strange way underneath the flannel in a very unnatural way. And all of a sudden you can't feel it, but your left hand and your arm is downwards and your left hand begins to slowly lengthen. And it continues to lengthen and continues to come out of the sleeve of the flannel until the finger touches the ground and you realize that the arm is no longer there.
Oh my fucking god.
And there is no blood. There is no bone. It is almost as if as it was detaching, it also was covering itself in skin and flesh.
Okay.
And the arm just with a thud kind of just hits the ground and you get scared for a moment and you reach over with your right arm and where your flannel sleeve was it is loose and you like grab the sleeve like you unbutton it so that you can better look underneath and you pull it upwards and where your forearm was is now this like little fleshy stub. However, it is a fleshy stub, however it is ever so slowly growing. And it is almost growing back into position like some kind of Deadpool healing factor. And you can see it on the very end of the little stub are five itty-bitty new fingers that are growing into form. And it is so strange because you can move these little fingers. And you get the idea that this stub is going to continue to grow into a new arm.
I'm just going to cover this up.
Yes, yeah, so can we just
back so what do you think of my child?
So wait, Cliff literally sounds like he's gonna cry.
As far as I remember our seating arrangements, I believe Jeremiah is the one driving. I believe Holdem is the one that's a shotgun, and then in the back, sitting next to William.
I didn't even think you guys were in the car.
Me neither.
I thought we were still outside. Yeah, you guys are all still.
This is all happening. I thought that we're making the phone calls while we're in the car. Okay.
It makes it better for Cliff, I think, because otherwise Cliff was literally front and center to the entire.
I was just imagining what Cliff was going through at the moment, because he's just watching his friend next to him just completely disassemble. I'm on the phone with Luna. I was like, I have to go. Something's happening with my friend. I'll be right back.
My friend fucking lost an arm.
I'm
calling him Armand until we come up with a name.
Armand?
We're not gonna call him that.
That's his name until we come up with a name.
This is Lefty. And that's not the end of it. Once the arm hits the ground with a little thud, it begins to slowly move, the hand actually, the fingers start to curl up just a little bit, and the arm, instead of going like full, like spider hand, and the hand itself is moving, it actually begins to kind of roll around on itself, and is almost like it's trying to gain some form of balance. And as it rolls over, you can see where the middle finger and ring finger are. At the very end, it seems like the skin itself is molding and shifting, and what look like two little eyelids open up on each ends of the finger.
This is just fucking Parasite.
And where the mouth is at the palm, opens up for a itty bitty mouth, and you hear it like, and it lifts itself up and is able to kind of throw itself up so that it is balancing on its little nub at where the arm used to connect. And at that, and it's kind of struggling to gain balance, and at the end of that nub grow two itty bitty little nubs. Like little Mr. Krabs' feet. And so the hand is just like looking up at the rest of you. Hello.
Okay. Hi, this is Chris from Table Party. I just want to let everyone know the fan art. Please make it cute. Don't make it really disturbing, because everything that's been described is disturbing. So, but do fan art, just make it very cute. All right. That's just my request.
Vita.
I
would love to see some of the disturbing ass shit people come up with.
So the rest of the pointer finger, the thumb, and the pinky are all still up, but the middle finger and ring finger are almost like slightly pointed down, like snail eyes, just like looking around, and it has like a little itty bitty mouth. It seems like how like there's the wrinkles on the palm that you could read. Uh-huh. It's almost like one of the wrinkles kind of just opened up. It's like, hello. And it has no arms yet or anything, but it just has two little nubby feet as it is now standing there, looking up at you, William.
I'm just going to pick it up with my right hand. And just study it.
Hello, Vita. Hello, William.
Hi.
Hello.
William, can you please explain what's happening?
Okay, so Vita just gave birth, and I lost an arm.
I didn't know that you guys could conceive.
Neither did I.
I have two fathers.
Did you just say I have two fathers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Father?
And science has come a long way for inclusivity.
Yeah.
So?
Father? And he turns to you, William. Father?
Let's, yes, son.
What is my name?
We're not calling you Armand.
Okay.
Can we name him Handy?
No. No.
You realize that we have a plethora of innuendos. Puns that we, innuendos and
what
puns
about,
that we go for.
What about Little Billy or like Villy, like Vita and Will? I don't know. I'm all excited. I want to come up with a name that like matches both.
I like Bill.
Bill. Bill works.
We're gonna call you Bill.
Or we can just call him Junior.
Interchangeable.
Cool. All right. He's Junior for me.
Okay. Father, what is my purpose?
You're here to help us.
You and me both, kid.
Yeah, really. You're a little early to figure that out.
So please.
Sorry.
You're here to help us.
Okay.
How long will it take for you to be able to move by yourself?
Oh, I can move by myself. Put me down.
Oh, God.
I meant, like, with legs.
I have legs. And he, like, moves his little nubs.
You know what? Let's just put...
Let him excel.
I'm just gonna put him in my knapsack. My knapsack, yeah. Just have his little head stick out.
He's walking around with a hand human hand coming out of your bag.
Yeah, it is a human hand coming out of like your backpack in the back, and it is looking around, and you have it there, and the hand you feel it kind of like pats your shoulder, and then it says, "I love you, Daddy."
I love you too.
This is so disturbing, but also really wholesome.
But if I'm to grow bigger, I need more food.
All right.
And I need a drink.
So how does nutrition work?
I eat.
No, I was asking Walsh.
Oh, so yeah, this thing, you just feed it food and it will get bigger. It absorbs all nutrients, no waste. And yeah, eventually it will continue to grow. If there is a certain form you would like it to take, so for example, if you were like, oh, I want it to take like a more humanoid form, or I want it to take a more animalistic one, so it's like, this is more of a dog to me. Or it's like, oh, I want it to eventually become like a person. It will eventually grow into that if you want it to. But for right now, it is kind of a baby that has potential to grow into whatever shape or size you want.
Let's do a dog.
Okay.
So wait, so does that mean that, like, he's gonna have to feed Junior dog food or dog generally?
No! I feel like Junior could
please
literally
don't do
anything.
This to me.
Okay.
Like, you could feed Junior trash and it will absorb it.
Right.
Maybe it won't get the most nutrients out of something like plastic than it would, I don't know, like meat or vegetables.
No, please don't. No. Oh my god.
T
Table Party's been brought to you by Team Chaos Productions. Find us on Twitter at The Table Party and at Team Chaos Pods, or on Instagram at Team Chaos Productions. See you again soon.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Who the fuck's in my apartment?
He was just talking to Vita.
Yeah, Vita needs to borrow the car.
Vita is not my sister.
How many people you got in there?
I think you need to clear your throat.